And now the update from a group therapy received a couple weeks ago from Kendra, who wanted to know if she should redecorate her boyfriend of 2 years' bachelor pad.
And didn't we, she initially say, like, hey, typically I think, like, the advice you give your listeners is and your listeners give out is a little sus.
Yes, she
here
did
I
throw
am.
That. Yes, she I, did
I just,
throw that
I'm
at
curious
us.
As to what you guys would say.
Right.
So here's the update. Hey, guys. You really are persistent, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
I don't even know why I thought reaching out to you would be helpful.
Oof. Wow.
As I said before, the quote advice you and your listeners give is sus.
Already I'm sensing tone.
Anyway, I know you'll keep pestering me until I tell you something, so this is what you get. I decided to redecorate the way you told me by just hanging a picture.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I did it while he was out of town last week. Anyway, the picture looked so out of place there on the wall by itself, so I thought I would add just a few more things. You know, a couple of throw pillows, added some framed pictures of us, and a few other things that were meant to spruce things up. Remember, he has dull guy pad that needed a little woman's touch.
Okay.
I spent a lot of time and money on making it feel like a great home. Anyway, he gets home. I could tell he hated it. Great.
Mm.
Again, this is the last time I listen to you or your listeners.
Oh.
You said hanging a picture would be fine, and I did that, and now he's upset. So I told him that you all told me that he would love it, and if there was any blame to go around, it should be on you two. I hope you feel good about what you did.
Oh.
I should have just listened to my friends. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to try and salvage my relationship with Tim.
Okay, I feel like you may have captured the emotion that
yes.
Kendra was feeling.
Can I just point a few things out, Miss Kendra? We said hang a picture,
mm-hmm.
but then you took it beyond because you're like, oh, that's not enough. And then you went and did all the other things that we said don't do. And then he doesn't like it?
Mm.
Like we said, that could be the case. So why is this our fault again? Because we didn't tell you to do all those things. We told you to hang a picture.
Well, and you came to us, too, also for advice. So
yes, exactly.
But,
and yes,
but
you sit there saying that you took our advice, but no. You went ahead and expanded. You went out on your own. You went rogue.
She did. She went a little rogue.
She went rogue.
And she's a little upset about that.
Yeah.
So this is a bit odd because we got the update from Kendra, but then you know where you have those like hidden messages on your Instagram?
Uh-huh.
I happened to click on that.
Okay.
And we got an update from Tim.
Oh, the boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh no, is he mad at us too?
So we'll give that to you coming up here in just a minute, okay?
Oh dang it, she kind of threw us under the bus with him. Oh no.
Yeah, she did, and he responded.
Oh god.
So again, this is kind of like this is kind of wild because
I'm feeling attacked a little bit.
No, it's like all the sights are pointing on us right now.
But again, we said hang a picture. She went rogue. We can't be held responsible for that.
Yeah, this is kind of like how to lose a guy in 10 days.
Yes.
Love fern.
Yeah, our love fern, where she goes and decorates his house and puts a love fern in there. And
she did more than a love fern.
All right, so I have Tim's update for you, all right?
Okay.
So after we heard the update from Kendra, who accused us of ruining her life because she didn't actually take the advice we gave and redecorated her boyfriend's place while he was gone with more than just a picture on the wall.
Yeah, we said test the waters, hang a picture on the wall. And she's like, well, I did that.
Yeah,
but then it needed more, so I did a lot more.
Yeah.
And then somehow that's our fault.
And then she threw us under the bus with her boyfriend Tim.
Yeah, so and said you should blame them.
As I said, we got an update from Tim, which is odd that we get to hear both sides of the story. But Tim wrote us and messaged us and said, Hi, Ben and Kelly. I believe you spoke to my girlfriend, Kendra, a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we did.
Before I continue, I can't believe I'm actually messaging you. You all have been a part of my life for as long as I can remember. Whatever uncertainty was occurring in my life, I could always turn on WDJX and hear you two and know that things would be okay. So, yeah, I kind of thought my first time messaging you would be under different circumstances, but that's life, right?
Okay.
Wow. He goes on. Anyway, Kendra told me that you all recommended she redecorate my place as a surprise while I was away. I literally couldn't believe that. One, she contacted you, and two, you would tell her that. So I looked up the podcast and listened to the segment. Let me just say that you didn't get the whole story from her.
Okay.
What I heard you say is not to do anything more than hang a picture without discussing your plans about my place with me.
Thank you.
That's what I was going to say. Tim heard. What she heard was hang a picture, paint a wall, change the shower curtain, add plants, add pillows, throw away my neon bar sign, switch out the towels, and completely change the feel of Tim's home.
Oh!
I know she told you that I hated it and blamed it on you. I can't lie to Ben and Kelly. I like how he says, I can't lie to Ben and Kelly. That's right, Tim, you can't. He says, I really didn't like it. But what I didn't like more than the redecoration was that I wasn't a part of it at all.
Yes.
And there was no communication that she even wanted to do something like that before I left.
Right, yes.
I have to admit, I was upset because I didn't feel like it was my place anymore.
Yeah, I get it.
I know she was angry when she messaged you, but no, there's no hard feelings. I think she was just frustrated because my reaction wasn't what she was expecting.
Anyway,
we're working it out, and we're also adjusting some of the, quote, fixes she made. I know what you're probably thinking, and no, we're not breaking up over this.
Okay, that's good.
It's a learning experience, LOL.
LOL.
I thought you'd want to hear my side of the story and keep doing what you all do for Louisville. Thanks, Tim.
Tim for the win.
All right.
Tim for the win. That makes me feel a little bit better. Also paints more of the picture in my mind.
Tim was like,
of what it looked like.
I heard what you said, and then I heard what she heard. I saw what she heard.
Exactly. Well,
yeah, I guess that makes me feel a little bit better.
That played out exactly the way that we feared it would had she gone ahead and did all the things she did.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, and good on Tim for not like going, you know what, red flags, you're done! You know, and just being open to like, all right, well, you know, some of this stuff can be undone, so let's undo it.
Oh, everybody's rolling in with all the support for Tim. Tim for the win. Tim is a good man. What a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yes.
Vindication. Truth shall set you free.
We
saw your text for her. Yeah.
The podcast shall set us free.
Yeah. My gosh. I never thought that a podcast that we had would come to our support. But man.
You know what? If we ever need that in a court of law, we're going to have those in our back corner.
I got a text from Derek that said, hashtag Team Tim, my guy hit us with the rest of the story. Give that man his neon sign back.
Yes,
right.
He needs the neon sign back for sure. Yes, that
neon,
needs to live again.
What was it, the neon beer sign? Or what?
I'm not sure, yes.
What sign was it? Neon?
Probably.
I was trying to look at that through it. Anyways, good on you. Thanks, Tim, for the update. And thank you, Kendra, also for the update. No hard feelings meant. I understand we all get emotional from time to time.
Exactly. But maybe, again, go back and listen to the podcast with Tim. And then maybe you would hear it differently.
Easy, Kelly.
I'm just saying.
We're all fine now.
I felt attacked.
You and I are fine. We're going to be fine.
Okay.
Kelly has built, don't let her I feel attacked fool you. She's built a shell of a hard candy
shell
over the years.
Yes,
exactly.
So, listen, I think we learned a valuable lesson, didn't we? All of the couples maybe listening out there, we've learned, all the girlfriends out there, we've
the
learned a valuable
and
lesson. Yeah, exactly, the Kendras and Tims out there. It is that we need to maybe consult our partner before we do a complete total makeover of the space.
All right.
They like to do that together. Let's do that together.
Anyways, thank you guys for the update. There you go. A little group therapy update for you on 99.70 JX.